Good morning and welcome to the living room. God bless you. Father, thank you. Praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for allowing us to be here. Let us be in your presence, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit in a wonderful way. Thank you for a mighty anointing. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom. Dear Lord, our listener out there, you love them so very much. Thank you for touching them. Thank you for helping them sense the reality of your presence right there by their computer, wherever they are. Thank you, Father, for a glorious day. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Revelation, the third chapter. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you for your mighty word and your mighty promise to us, your church. Lord, help us to take heed to your word. We pray for the mighty anointing of your Holy Ghost on this service. Lord, we know that you are faithful and that you've always come through for us. And we put our trust in you, Lord. You are our God. And we thank you for your mighty touch upon Brother Freedom. We thank you for the move of your Spirit within him, Lord. And we pray that you would reach out through him to touch every listener in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Father. You are so good to us. You love us so well, so much better than we could ever return your love. Father, we ask that you would fill us anew with your Holy Spirit today. Give us an excitement and a thrill that we haven't had for a while, and help us to look forward to your coming. We do praise you, and we honor you, and we glorify you today, and give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we do praise you this day. We love you because you're forever real. You're forever perfect. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change not. Hopefully we change for the better. There must be an improvement in our life. That's what we come here as children in you. But after we go with you for a while, we go get stronger and stronger towards you. That's the way we're supposed to do it. And Father, we do praise you this day. We pray for your people this day. We pray if they will get a glimpse of you this day and will want to serve you, want to do thy will. And Father, just pray for protection, a guidance, and direction to all those that's in your mighty hand. Lord God, for the child of God, I know perilous times are come, but Father, I just know that you're able to deliver them, set them free, move upon them as only you can. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus to be all glory, all praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. The Bible says without the Spirit of the Lord, we need that Spirit, the liberty. But the third chapter of Revelation is very to the point. The second verse is really, it says, be watchful and strengthen the things that remain, that they are ready to die. See, that's the part that we don't ever think about. That we got something in us that the Lord doesn't think is very pretty. And with His help, we start to work in those areas. And the Bible says also, they that overcome us shall inherit all things, but it's for all people. We all have to become an overcomer. God does it because He loves us. When we were coming to His kingdom, we were very much of the world's in us. We accept Jesus Christ by faith, and the Spirit of God draws us, but that's just a beginning point to bring us in the place into His kingdom. At that time, if we don't work on it, we actually go backwards. When this happens, they call that backsliding. But the other way, we're advancing in revival. Every day of your life should be an advancement. Revival means reviving. And we as God people, we're sort of dead. After a while, we should be on fire. We should be going victorious. We should walk in the liberty. We should be glorious in His array. For I, the Lord thy God, have chosen thee, my people. I say I've chosen the church today to be alive. I've chosen them to be dedicated to me. I've chosen them to be separated from the things of this world. But yeah, I look for these people that are called by my name, and I do not recognize them. I don't know them, but yet they're using my name. And I say this many places in America, I see this. I say my church is very, very far from being holy. And it's very gray, if anything. It's very immature. I, the Lord thy God, see this church is very incomplete, very crippled. The crippled church, the church cannot pray, they cannot do nothing. All they want to do is have a form. All they love the formal part. They tell people how good they are. This is what I see, says the Spirit of God. I'm just telling you the way I see it. And man has got so polished in himself that he wants other people to recognize where he is with me. But see, I work what I see on the natural. I do not work to see. I see what's in the heart. Out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh. And does not my word say, what does the Spirit saith on the churches? I say, many, many, many churches are not welcome. The Holy Spirit and my Spirit there. They're against any move of what they call flesh, but they don't realize they're in flesh. And they need the Spirit to get them in to where I live. In the flesh, they'll never make it. Their deeds are very evil. Their deeds are very limited what they can do. They do for what they get. They want. They'll do something, but they want something back for return. They did not realize The reason they're here is because of my love, my power. For I have moved them out of harm's way, the powers of Satan. And this day, if Satan had us controlled, they'd all be, he comes to kill, destroy, and steal. So you can make up your mind what would happen if he didn't come and I didn't interrupt his power. He come to bring havoc to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's bringing evil things to the hearts of man this day. But I'm here to set them free. I'm here to give them strength that they might be an overcomer. That they can walk victorious. They don't have to walk like natural men. They can walk in wholeness. They can walk with my approval upon their lives. And I shall deliver them. And I shall make them strong this hour. I shall make them as mighty towers. And they will go to the time of this earth. And then they're going to graduate to heaven. Oh, what a wonderful day I've given you, my people. For those that endure to the end, they shall be saved. But I say, I see many. They think they're full of, they don't need them. They say they need them nothing. But yet I see they're miserable. They're wretched. They're blind. They're full of iniquity. Their minds are fashioned on the things of this world. Their fashions on the things of their father. He's the prince of power of the air. And I say, many of my children are called by my name. Their father is the prince of power of the air. He works the spirit, children of disobedience, in times past, whom you also were there too, till I set you free. I say, you should seek me, for I am your power. I am the one that can help you. I'm the one that can deliver you. And I can heal you. I can do all things. It's nothing the Spirit of God cannot do, says the Spirit of God. I'm here with no limitations. But I say, my people, you're very limited. You get your own way. See, that's not good for you getting your own way. I see my church full of pride, full of jealousy, hatred, not caring, wicked, full of evil imaginations, full of pride, walking in self. And Satan knows if he can get you in yourself, that you'll do a work within yourself for him. And you will do it in my name. Does not my word say in Thessalonians that he'll come and make himself seated in the tabernacles of man, of God? He's going to come in and sit in your services. He's going to sit in your meetings, and yet you're so blind you cannot see it. You cannot even feel it. And you've got to have all singing. You've got to have things that makes your heart jump for joy. But I say there is no joy like the joy of the Lord. There's no joy like the power of the God. There's no joy like being visited upon by your Creator. I say there's nothing to compare to this earth what I have to offer you, my people. I've offered you eternal life. I've offered to be your shepherd. I've offered to be your guide. I've offered to be your deliverer. I've offered to heal you, to watch over you, to plan your life, that thou might walk in liberty. But I say, those are far from me. As time gets by, it gets broader and broader. They get more bold. They get in knowing how to preach, how to teach, how to do all things in themselves. It's just like it was in the Tower of Babel. The same confusion they got. They're confused. Confusion is in their midst. And they want to entertain. But I say there's time. But I don't want to entertain thee, my ones. I want you to get better. And that doesn't come by entertaining you. It comes by repenting. If thou shalt repent, I shall give thee the inheritance of eternal life. If thou wilt stay bold in thyself and not repent, I cannot touch you. It comes by repenting every day of your life while you're here. Now you don't have to go around and brag and tell everybody you're repenting, but there is things that you want to get better, and it comes by repenting because you might be an overcomer. That's how the steps of life are. You take the next step, you got to repent to get that step. It's that easy. But I say, many have not found that way. Many have backslid. And they're on the way of the enemy. And he sits up there and is proud of those ones. Oh, they're his children. But yet you do not realize it. He's making a way that he's paving that way to hell. He's paving it. Good intentions is going to get them to hell. Good intentions is going to let them live a life on this earth doing good things. Oh, they help the young, they help the old, they do all these supernatural things, but yet they have no love for me. Their love is doing things of their own. And yet they could have that love for me and I will bless them. I would create them a new heart. I would set them free. I would sanctify them. I would glorify them. And they would have living joy. I say the church does not have living joy. It doesn't even have joy. But I'll tell you, that my joy is real. My calling is real. I say, where art thou, old man? Where art thou, old lady? For I'm here that thou might be resurrected and brought into new life. Let the old man die. Let the wounded man arise, and I will catch thee, and I'll move upon thee as only I can. For I'm coming soon, my rewards is with thee, I'm at the door, and I say my church does not see it, they do not, this meaning no one would come. But this is the way I'm going to move, says the Spirit of God. I take a nobody, and I use nobodies. I use that one that don't want his name given, because it's all for me. I use those kind of people. I use those that dissolve their rights. They want to be my slave. But I love them. They're not going to be a slave. They're going to be my child. And I'm going to promote them to a blessing. It cannot be contained, this world. They're going to have a day in heaven. It's going to be so real. And it's going to be, there's no way that you can imagine it, my people. But I say to the world, it's going to be a horrible day. It's going to be a day of judgment. I say when the Antichrist comes upon this earth, many are going to fall. Many are going to die with a heart attack. It's going to be that bad. For I say perilous times are coming. And I say, I the Lord say, choose you this day whom you will serve. You must choose me or lose me. You must choose me or lose me. It's that where it's at. For I love thee, my ones. I love thee. I love thee. I love thee. Remember, I promoted this day, and I will love thee, I will keep thee, I understand thee, and I prayeth that you can pray knowing your prayers are going to be answered, because I'm going to bless thee, and I will keep thee. Your faith should grow this day, because you got my power, my word in you this day. Those that hear this word can take it and be alive. Oh, come a shinabo, come a scut, Lord, thank you, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, in your name. Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has spoken. I don't think I can say anything. I'm not breathless. But God is real. This is just a beginning of what he's going to start doing. He told me that this last week. It's been a hard week for me. God says, yes, I made it that way for you because you're going to still stand. When I get where I can't walk, you're going to still stand. He delivered and make it hard for me because he's got the special word that comes forth by the power of God that you know it's real. I feel his presence here. Merced, if there's any down there where you are and you need to repent this day or whatever your need is, ask and you shall receive. Over the world, ask and you can have. God bless you. Call us and my assistant will help you. He'll bless you. Because he'll give you the right words that you need to know. And call, for we need to hear from you. We thank you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Michael, would you pray again?
Father, thank you for speaking to us today by your word. Lord, by your holiness. Lord, we receive from you what you've given to us. And we pray, Lord, that those who have tuned in, who have heard these special words from you, Lord, that they would take them into their heart and hold on to them, Lord, because their strength from on high,
oh, come on, Lord,
were their power from you.
Definitely.
And we pray that you would touch them, Lord, that they would receive your word and accept it as
thank
it truly
you.
Is, the word of God, in Jesus' name.
Why don't you ask them, give them an invitation. Just go ahead, but I'm going to let you do that. Do you want to do it?
If you're out there and you haven't received the Lord and you want him, this is the day.
Yes.
This is the day that he will come into
yes.
your heart. Lord, it's just like the scripture said, he stands at the door and he knocks.
Yes.
Whether you've received him before or not, he wants to be in your heart. Repent this day and call on the name of Jesus and you'll be saved.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad you came by? God is good.
I'm breathless.
God is good. He's wonderful.
Did you hear that one?
Boy, it was wonderful.
Perfect, wasn't it?
It was fantastic.
God is good. God is up to
Amen.